Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, Josh is in heaven because Chick is fat. We'll get the details on that coming up right after this.
Meeting Jill Sophia. Jill is a singer-songwriter and a very good one.
Good morning, Jill.
Why, thank you.
But
you do have some
humorous songs in your repertoire.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, sounds like a really dirty word, doesn't it?
Repertoire.
I saw her repertoire.
Oh!
I listened to your new album yesterday. I spent the whole day with your album driving around. I really liked it. I couldn't read the liner notes because I was in my car. But it's a great way to listen to something because you really focus on it. Because I certainly don't focus on my driving.
We know that.
And it's just great. I really liked it. You want to play something for us for starters? You want to play one of your goofy ones?
I'll play a goofy one. I'll play a real short one first.
All right.
You're playing a beautiful old Martin guitar.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
That is owned by our producer, and he brought it in today so he could write it off in his taxes. I mean, so that you could see.
If I do a good job, can I keep the guitar?
It's okay
with
me.
That's between you and the producer.
Well, that's
thumbs down.
I'm sure you can work out something.
Well, this is just a 10-second. This is my newest song, and last week I went to a therapist, which I hadn't been to in years and years, and said that he thought my problem was that I had adult ADD.
Oh, mm-hmm. You're talking to him. Hello.
Yeah. So here's my song. Okay. Ritalin kid, Ritalin kid. Hey, look at that squirrel.
Uh-huh.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. See, I look around the room and wait a second, Josh. I can't stop dancing. I'm going to dance away from this microphone. You better take over.
Oh my goodness!
There he goes!
Boy, can he boogie?
Look at him!
He's back.
Wait a second. My rectum's bringing me back this way. Oh. Right cheek.
Back to the butt.
Oh, okay. He'll go so far, and now he's off mic again.
I'm off the mic again, Josh.
Oh my goodness!
Get it.
Well, we've got Willie G sitting over there. Ace Cosby, of course, the legendary Ace Cosby, did two jokes of the day today.
Move that button.
He's at the engineer's post. Chick McGee, how about you?
Hey, how about you? Go, Tom. Go,
move
Tom.
Move that
go,
butt.
Tom. Go,
Pat
Tom.
Godwin's in the lab.
Hey, in the butt.
Christy go, Lee at the Navy Federal Credit Union newsroom.
Yes, sir.
When you dance, Christy, it's not in your shoulders. It's not in your hands. It's in the butt.
That's right. And Josh Arnold's butt is sitting in the orangeandsouls.com chair. The sidekick chair, where right now, yeah. Bob and Tom listeners get free shipping with the code Bob and Tom.
Thank you very much. We got a big thing coming up from Orange Insoles involving bracketology details coming up soon. Yeah. But right now, this is a weird story about the German language in Germany. And a bunch of, they've added, what, 1,000 new words? What is it?
The coronavirus has inspired the creation of new words in Germany, according to The Guardian.
Yes.
A list of new words compiled by the Leibniz Institute to the German language surged 1,200 new additions this year.
How about that? 1,200 new words all from coronavirus.
Some of the new COVID-related terms include over-zoomed, which means stressed out by too many Zoom video calls.
I am fully in agreement with this. God, I hate those things. And I have one coming up today.
As do I.
At 12:30.
Mine's at 11.
No.
I don't have one. I have nothing.
Okay. I don't have one today. I have one Thursday.
I don't like to do more than one thing a day.
You know what? I'm doing mine naked today.
That's my rule.
Doing my naked.
That's one of the words, I think, actually.
Naked zooming?
Yeah, I think the what.
Oh, yeah, German.
Isn't there a word for where you're not wearing pants while zooming?
Zooming Newton?
It's called the tubing zooming.
Zooming dicking.
I don't see that on my list.
There he is. There he is, everybody.
He's doing work.
He sure is.
He's doing some good work.
He is working like a maniac over there.
He's in his shower.
No, that's not what it is. It's schlong and viewing.
Oh, my gosh.
That's dangle toasting.
dangle toasting.
So are these words
that a Haywood song?
Are these being used every day, or are these just...
Really, I have no
idea. It's like new jargon that's been developed. I'm sure there are words we have here.
Well, I'm just curious if these are words that are actually in the language. If you were, you know, young and in Germany, would you hear these in practice? Or are these words,
yes,
like in the same way that my dad uses all those words from 1950s in New York City?
Dean and I were talking a little bit about this off the air. I guess they are sort of in practice.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like, abstands die Bier. Do you know what that means?
Beer? Is it beer in the drinking while on a
distance
Zoom
beer for when you share a socially distanced drink with friends.
No, when you do the Zooming calls, Josh.
Yes, Tom. I can see you have a serious question.
Let's think for a second. What this could be about? You could be eating during
masturbating,
or right. You could be enjoying yourself.
How many
yourself?
Cameras have to be on me for one Zoom meeting?
A camera adds 10 pounds. So how many cameras are on it?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's another joke.
You call it Yankin Hagen.
Hagen.
Yankin Hagen.
This is helping me clear up my lungs, by the way.
Schadenfreuden.
This is a.
I bet a lot of them are hashtags.
What are the English language ones we've got? I mean,
okay, so what's come out of this pandemic for English words?
I mean, Zoom is certainly part of the...
I mean, I've heard chin diaper.
What?
Which is a mask?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you say chin diver?
Chin diaper.
Face, oh. Okay.
Now a diaper diver.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is unfortunate.
Oh. Yeah, sure is. Yeah.
Well, I thought this would give us an opportunity to play perhaps the most obscure thing from the history of the show.
Okay.
I'm only going to play a little bit of it, but many of you are familiar with. I'll play it, and then.
Are we going to be quizzed?
I think I'll run this quiz by Josh.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I want you to tell me what this is.
What this is. Okay.
Sorry.
You will know what it is. So that's why I'm not asking you. You're not included in this game.
Okay. I'm the host.
Being
excluded. I understand.
Of a celebrity name that bit.
I understand. Okay.
And here it is.
Willkommen aus dem Herr Abias Programm. Gern wer zum Telefon? Tag, Herr Abias Programm.
Tag, bist du Herr Abias?
Ja, ich heiße Herr Abias.
Oh, Tag, Herr Abias. Ich bin und langsam listening und erst seit Telefon.
Ja?
Ja, Herr Abias, ich habe ein Kritter unter meinen Sinken. Ja, es ist trapped in dem Pipe und die Noise gemacht.
Jawohl. Wie tup ich dem Noise?
Aber machen dem growling Noisen. Oh, wie...
You get the idea.
Yes, of course. That's the
German show. The German Mr. Obvious knockoff.
Right. So you didn't want me to answer.
Oh, no, you're just taking so long. We have a limited amount of time here.
And if Dean had known Portuguese, it would have been a far different foreign Mr. Obvious show.
Okay, now, Christy Lee, once again, at the news desk. What have we missed?
A recent study confirmed cats really could care less about anything.
Speaking of Mr. Obvious.
Researchers created two scenarios in which participating cat owners would pretend to be unable to open a container. They would then ask for help from two strangers, one who would either help or refuse to help, and one who would do nothing. The cats would watch each scenario before being offered food by the strangers. Cats would accept treats from a person regardless of how that person treated their owner. Well, sure. Hell yeah, any animal would.
No.
Really? Dogs tend to avoid a person, apparently, who behaves negatively
towards their owner. They did the same thing with dogs. Because dogs are good, and they love their owners.
Cats are good.
They're all good.
Ask any experienced EMT.
You always go to this.
Which pet will eat you first if you pass away in your home? Dogs will wait almost forever. Cats 6 hours.
Oh, my God.
And they start.
You ever had a dog
poop on your face?
Poop in your shoe? No.
Never had a cat poop in my shoe either.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then.
You've had a cat poop in your shoe?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in his defense, it was filled with kitty litter.
Are these the cats that you picked up in Milan?
Yes.
Yes.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
By the way, I'm trying to find that. Remember, we were going to do what's our most embarrassing photograph in our life?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Have you been, did you find yours yet?
I found a few. Yeah.
I haven't.
No, we have chicks with the puka shells. Do we have that one?
No, I don't think you've ever seen.
How far back do we go? Do we go to
as far back as you want? I've got one where I'm holding the two cats from Italy.
Here, I'll show you this picture. You're going to plot. I don't think you've ever seen this.
Okay. All right.
It's me standing in front of a well on vacation with my family.
Oh, I've seen this photo.
But
yeah.
It's me, my father, and my grandmother, who taught my mother everything she knows. Oh. So that gives you a little snapshot.
Oh, so they both went to Hogwarts.
Strong backhand.
Which division?
Spare the rod.
I mean WYTCH.
Spoiled. Yeah.
Boy, okay. You were fat in that picture.
No, a little chubby. A little chubby.
Not even.
I have a little chubby one too. That's why I don't know how far back you want to go. I got really chubby.
I mean, but back to this news story. They're saying that the cats, they don't care.
They don't care. Right?
That's
don't
why. I'll give you an example. You don't go to the airport and find drug sniffing cats.
No,
because if the cat smelled it, they wouldn't tell the guy.
Exactly.
Hey, it's in one of these. Good luck. I'm going to go.
Good luck. I'm out of here.
I'm going to go piss in the curtains. Okay?
I think that's part of the appeal of cats. I like that they're aloof sometimes.
Sure.
I don't know why cats get catnip and dogs don't get any sort of weird dog drug.
Because they're always excited.
Yeah, you think so? True.
Oh, yeah.
If we gave dogs dog nip, they'd be losing their minds.
Oh, yeah,
my dogs are so dumb they think carrots are treats. I'm not kidding.
Do you have to bake them or can they just be cold?
Just give them those little mini baby carrots.
Okay, there you go.
Although I hate to buy those, I always feel
there you
guilty.
Go. can you pick me out in that picture?
Well, first of all, let me
what
say
is
one
your grandmother
thing.
Doing?
I have no idea.
Is she on her knees?
She's wishing in the well.
I hope so.
Although she looks levitating a little bit, doesn't
she?
Is that your dad?
That's my dad.
Your dad is so cool looking.
Your dad looks like James
cool.
Dean.
I don't know why.
He's got great shades, a big pompadour, blue jeans. He's got his cigarettes rolled up in his sleeve.
Yeah. I don't know why.
And you look like the kid that used to get pounded in the Little Rascals.
Yeah, you look like Pugsley Adams.
Yeah. More relatable.
Look at the knees of my jeans.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time crawling instead of walking.
Well,
what the hell is that all about?
What, you were crawling?
You were picking up food off the ground.
I'm not trying to be mean, but I think you nailed it with Pugsley or a young fatty Arbuckle.
Hey, Chick, as a kid, you were too fat.
Yeah. I remember my dad saying to me, boy, he'd say, there's not much style in a pair of 46s, okay?
Now, is the woman on her knees your mom's mom?
Yes, that's my mom's mom. That is also, her name is also Laura. Yes.
Well, she looks very young.
Well, they were all young. I bet my dad is, 25, 26, 27?
Chick, why were you so fat?
So how old were you when you...
God,
how old was your dad when you were born?
18. Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa.
How about your mom?
17. Oh, wow. Sure. So he was 28 in that picture.
So she was illegal.
August 67, it says.
Yeah.
So look at these three people. You go skinny, 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 fat.
Okay, Josh.
Real
fat. Oh, my gosh.
Josh is having the time of his life.
You couldn't put this picture in a frame. It would hang to one side.
Josh has a song about it.
Oh, my God.
So fat. I'm so fat.
I am fat.
So fat.
Nobody's fatter than me. Nobody's fatter than me. All I do, I eat and jerk it and jerk it and eat. Take them panties off and put the salami on. What the hell's me with the bread?
Stop singing.
That's something else, huh?
That's a great picture.
Well, I guess we could.
Your dad, I couldn't imagine him being that cool.
Oh, yeah. He was something else.
Looks like Fonzie.
That's cool.
But taller.
A little bit.
And that's better looking.
That's a great picture.
I don't know how he arrived at that fat kid, but that's what he got.
Oh, you were a sweet kid, I bet.
This is assuming that he's your dad. I mean.
My God.
No.
I think this is a Prince Harry thing.
Was your milkman a giant fat man?
So you don't think Prince Harry is Charles's son?
Well, that's the whole thing. Harry is that horse guy's son.
We could bring up, I'm 20 years older than my dad ever lived, but you know.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, see? And the older I get, the more I look like my dad. Yeah,
okay, that's for sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, came to a screeching halt.
Wow. You wanted to see embarrassing pictures.
That's good, though. Now I'll have to find mine.
Don't be embarrassed.
Christy, what do you got over there?
I'm looking for an embarrassing picture of me.
You're not going to be, no matter how embarrassing it is, it won't be that fat.
Well, I was pretty fat, chick. You have no idea.
Fatter than that?
I was a fat little kid, definitely.
I was fat,
but I wasn't fatter than that.
I was a load. Woo!
I mean, I at least had discernible limbs.
What's the most you've ever weighed?
In my life?
Peak.
Yeah. I've never made it to 300.
Yeah, same.
No kidding?
Yeah, 290. Oh,
292. I was at 292.
I was 330 plus at one point.
Wow.
Oh,
over three bills.
Real fast.
I contend I could get to 315. No one would even notice. I could get to three bills.
You've got one of those bodies?
I'm tall. I'd stretch it out. I could get to 315 before. Well,
don't bother trying it.
That's interesting.
There's no need to.
You know, I believe in myself.
Christy.
Remember Cartman? You can believe your dreams. And he gets fat. He gets really fat so he can be on a talk show.
God, I love South Park. They just got renewed again.
Good.
I mean, they're going to be around forever. An employee at a dentist's office in California received a scare when a large turkey came crashing through a window and into the patient consultant area.
A Kool-Aid turkey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chick's picture tried to eat it.
Wow.
Donna McDonald, the office manager at Gregory Haley DDS in Fair Oaks, said she was the only person in the building when she heard the crashing sound she initially thought might be an earthquake. The male turkey was taken to the Gold Country Wildlife Rescue, where he is recovering from his ordeal.
Wow. Turkeys will scratch the heck out of you.
Oh, yeah. Turkeys are evil and stupid.
So
right?
Can wild turkeys fly? Is that the deal?
I know I can fly on wild turkey.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Did you see the video in this thing? It's really weird where the duck pops out of them.
Oh! So that's where those come
turducken.
From.
What are you saying?
Never mind.
I'm saying turducken.
When is your? Oh, that reminds me. When is your tattoo guy getting here?
Monday. Next Monday.
Because we're going to get the turducken tattoo. We're going to have it done to a friend of the show.
Is that really happening?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I said, I'll pay for it.
I don't know if Donnie can do that unless you make an appointment. He's very exclusive.
He's in demand.
Well, can you call him up?
I've got my appointment scheduled. I don't know. I might be having lunch, maintaining that girlish figure I always had.
Also, you know, for the Bodart thing, Chick's tattoo guy is a great tattoo guy. Do we need a great tattoo guy to do the Bodart tattoo?
Sure.
Get a good guy that knows what he's doing.
I say we get a guy that needs some practice.
Well,
let's get a guy who's got to put the hours in.
Well, sure. I'm at the bottom of my life. I just got this tweet after you saw the picture of me as a chubby kid.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. This is from Woody.
Hey, Woody.
Woody.
Hey, Chick looks like Bobby from King of the Hill.
There is a resemblance, absolutely.
Damn it, yeah. Chicky.
Yep.
Remember when he had two bowls of cereal that one morning and thought he had ADD? Man, that Bobby Hill. He's something else. Okay, go ahead.
Nicolas Cage back in the news, Christy Lee.
Yeah, he got married for the fifth time, according to USA Today. The 57-year-old Academy Award winner married his 26-year-old girlfriend, Rico Shibata, Vegas, February 16th, which was a nod to Cage's late father's birthday.
Oh, okay.
He was previously married to actress Patricia Arquette, singer Lisa Marie Presley, actress Alice Kim, and makeup artist Erica Koki. That marriage lasted just 4 days before Cage filed for an annulment. He said he was too drunk to understand what was happening when that particular wedding occurred, but now apparently he has found true love. for the fifth time.
Okay. Well, I wish him the best.
Me too.
If he makes whatever it was, National Treasure 3, you'll know.
What's
the marriage isn't going that well.
No matter, those movies too fun.
I love National Treasure. What the hell's wrong with
you? I have been waiting for National Treasure 3 for so long.
Let me tell you something. I have never seen a bad Nicolas Cage movie. I haven't seen them all, but every one I watch is great.
When's the last time you watched Con Air? That movie rocks.
That's a great movie.
Great.
So fun.
Great movie.
What's the one with...
Ghost Biker?
No, what's the one where the romance movie? He's
Adaptation? You'd hate that.
The one in Vegas where he's with...
The Elvis one? Elvi?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Honeymoon in Vegas.
Honeymoon in Vegas.
Yeah, I love not that one. The
Raising
one with
Arizona.
Kathleen Turner.
Kathleen Turner?
Oh, Peggy Sue Got Married.
Yeah, that's a senator.
That's a good movie. Yeah, it's,
depends on who you ask.
It's a risky movie.
Okay, all right. Well, good luck to him.
I got to get that picture of Chubby Chick up on the Instagram.
Did you hear that this is such a bad joke. Did you hear that Nicolas Cage's new wife isn't going to have any of his children?
Oh, really?
She wants to have cage-free eggs. It's not. It's nothing at all.
Yeah, that's
it's
silly. Silly.
It's something.
I liked it.
Yeah. No, it's so certainly not
silly.
Nothing.
It's
no.
So bad.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.